Let me ask you something. What if your true self, the version of you that never lies, never downplays, never avoids, spoke out loud every time you chose to stay silent? Imagine your most honest thoughts slipping through cracks you've spent years learning how to hold shut. Not to embarrass you, and not to expose you, but because the truth inside you finally refused to sit quietly in the corner. This is Echoes from the Peak. So it all begins with a familiar moment. Someone asks, "How are you?" And you say what you always say. "Hey, I'm good. I'm fine. Yeah, I'm all right." But this time, as the words leave your mouth, you hear something else layered beneath them. A voice. Your voice. But truer, older, rawer. "I'm tired. I am overwhelmed. I don't feel like myself lately." And you freeze, wondering if they heard it too. But no, the world didn't react. The voice wasn't coming from outside you. It was coming from the place inside of you that's been quiet for far too long. And later that day, you're in a conversation where someone asks you for something. Maybe time, maybe help, maybe emotional labor. And your automatic answer kicks in before you even think. "Oh yeah, I can absolutely do that." But then again, your true voice, it slips out again. "I don't have the capacity. Man, I'm already stretched way too thin. You know, I'm trying to be everything for everyone, and it's breaking me a little." But see, no one hears it. No one but you. And for the first time, you realize how far apart your real truth is from the version of you the world sees. And it keeps happening. When you say yes, but you mean no. When you laugh something off, even though it stung. When you swallow your frustration just because you don't want to start a conflict. When you keep the peace by sacrificing your own. Your true self speaks every time your outer self goes silent. It's not angry, and it's not dramatic. It's not cruel. It's just honest. And hearing that honesty feels like standing in front of a mirror that you've been avoiding for years. And at first, the voice feels disruptive, almost inconvenient. I mean, you've built your whole life around keeping certain truths quiet. Those dreams you abandoned because someone told you they weren't practical. The boundaries you let slide because you didn't want to make waves. The emotions you tucked away because vulnerability never felt safe. But the more you hear the voice, the more you realize something painful. You haven't just been quiet with other people. You've been quiet with yourself. And silence, silence that deep, well, it always has a cost. You begin noticing where that silence has been shaping your life without even realizing it. The relationships that you've accepted less than you needed, and not because the other person asked you to, but because you never asked for more. The opportunities you walked away from, not because they weren't right, but because you convinced yourself you weren't ready. The moments where you dimmed your own light because you were afraid someone might call it too bright. Your true voice calls you out on all of it. I wanted more than that. I deserved better than that. I let fear make that decision. I knew the truth, and I pretended not to. Here's the surprising thing. The voice isn't judging you. It's waking you up. And the more you hear it, the more you understand that silence isn't neutral. Sometimes silence is the moment you betray yourself a little. Not loudly, and not dramatically, but in quiet ways that accumulate over time. This voice is asking you to stop abandoning yourself in relationships where the cost is your own well-being. It's asking you to stop saying yes when your body feels a clear no. It's asking you to stop saving a life that's small so that someone else can feel comfortable. And then something shifts. One evening you're alone, maybe driving, maybe sitting on the couch, maybe staring into the bathroom mirror. And that voice speaks again. But it's different this time. I know who you could be if you just stopped hiding. There's no accusation to it. No disappointment, it's just clarity. The voice isn't trying to expose you. It's trying to remind you who you are. And you start to understand that this voice may not be here to disrupt your life, but to realign it. I think about it sometimes, the way we pack our own truth away in boxes and they label it later, not now, don't cause trouble. The way that we trade honesty for approval. The way that we let silence reshape us until we're not sure which version of ourselves is the real one. But here's the truth. If you ignore your own voice long enough, eventually it will stop whispering and start shouting. And if you keep ignoring it after that, eventually, you won't hear it at all. Your true voice isn't here to push people away. It's here to pull you back toward yourself, toward the boundaries you abandoned, toward the dreams that you buried, toward the strengths that you forgot you had, toward the person you promised yourself you would become. And maybe the question isn't, what if your true self spoke out loud every time you stayed silent? Maybe the real question is, what would your life look like if you finally listened? That's today's echo. It fades here, but it's yours now. If your truth could no longer hide, would it scare you? Or would it set you free? I'm Frank Mills, and this has been Echoes from the Peak.